Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Miss Jessica, the girl next door. Comedian Burpee, the star line is ringing. And we have Charlotte legend on the line, Mr. Dale Curry. Good morning.
Good morning, people. How are we doing this morning?
Wonderful.
Doing
how
good.
Are
how
you doing,
sir?
Doing wonderful.
Getting us ready for the big game is going down on Wednesday, December 6th, 8 p.m. Your son is coming to town to take on the Charlotte Hornets.
Yeah, always a big time. He's excited. His team is playing well. The Hornets have a big week ahead, the middle of the homestand, so trying to get some wins. So it'll be an exciting time in Spectrum Center. Heavy dose of Warriors and Hornets, so people need to come on out and check out the game.
So the big question is, who do you root for?
Well, I'm not calling a game. It's a nationally televised game, so I can't lose that night. I got two dogs in the fight, so I'm gonna come out a winner.
Regardless, you're gonna be happy at the end of the day.
Yeah, and the family, they gonna be in the building watching Steph and his team play, and also the big Hornets fans as well. So the entire Curry family can't lose on Wednesday.
Now, being the father of Steph and Seth Curry, when they were younger, did you have expectations? Did you think they would become as great of basketball players as they are and have as much success as they have had?
Absolutely. I planned all this. No way. You could ever envision, your son, playing your footsteps, especially as hard as it is to get to the NBA and the level of success that Steph has had in his early career. But I'm more so proud of Seth finishing up at Duke, having surgery, not getting drafted, going through the D-League, fighting his way in, and then, earning a spot in the league. It takes a lot of dedication, commitment to do what he did, and it, especially in the shadows of his brother. So to be a dad to play in the NBA 16 years and have two sons follow your footsteps, make a career out of it, it's really humbling, and I'm so proud of both those guys.
Now, you have two sons that are in the NBA, but your daughter is also an athlete as well, following in the footsteps of your wife, her mother, playing volleyball.
Yeah, she finished up at Elon, a great university. She had a wonderful time there. And then she graduated last May, dropped some of her stuff off here at home and headed straight out west.
News just broke that she recently got engaged. Congratulations to you and to her. Did your soon-to-be son-in-law have a conversation with you before popping the big question?
He certainly did. he's still alive. Yes, he did. And it was somewhat of a surprising conversation he had with me. And long story short, I didn't say yes right away. Great young man, he's playing. He finished his career at Louisville. He's playing in the G League for the Santa Cruz Warriors. So I told him, okay, so it's a surprise. Nothing against you, but let me think about it. Talk it over with the wife. Well, a week goes by, and I get a call from Steph. He goes, "Yo, Pops, you got Damian on ice, huh?" I went, "Oh." I said, "I forgot to call that young man back. It was a good thing. I like that.
Getting back to the hard court, what do you feel like the Hornets need? What's that missing piece that we need in order to make us an elite team in the East?
Well, to be an elite team, I think we have a star in Kemba Walker, but now teams are having, two and three guys with that type level. But if you can't do it, you have to develop from within. And the Hornets this year are still a work in progress, in my opinion. We haven't had a full lineup, a full rotation of what Coach Clifford and his staff envisioned coming into the season. Nick Batum was out early, missed all the training camp. He's trying to get his legs back under. Michael Kidd-Gilchrist missed some time. Michael Carter Williams, he's starting to play now. He missed some time. And then we have another guy, Julian Stone, a real big, long point guard, hadn't played hardly at all this year. So without all your missing pieces, you're trying to kind of shuffle the deck and piece together your rotation. We relied on Dwayne Bacon and Malik Monk a lot in their rookie season. You go across the board and make a lot of excuses, but in this league there are no excuses. Everybody's on the team and you have to step up and play when your numbers call. But it's a tough league, tough Eastern Conference, tough Southeast Division. You got to be able to play well, not only at home and on the road. The Hornets have struggled on the road so far this year, only one win. But getting the job done at home, that's why I think this week will be a really big week with several games at Spectrum Center.
So Wednesday night, the Charlotte Hornets are going to be taking on the Warriors. Game kicks off at 8 p.m. This is the only time that they will be here in the Queen City. This is a nationally televised game. And I have to say, I think that the Hornets are one of the best dressed teams in the NBA. They're going to be wearing their purple throwback uniforms. Which uniform is your favorite? Because you actually played in this one that they're going to be playing in.
My favorite is they've only won once. That's the throwback pinstripe that they wore earlier this year against Cleveland. Those mm-hmm. are my favorite. Other than that, I like the teal. But, you know, they have, like you said, none of them are hard to look at. The purple's going to be great. It'll show up well on national television, ESPN. And don't forget, fans, that's an 8 o'clock tip-off. Our games at home normally tip off at 7, but because it's a nationally televised game, it's at 8 o'clock on ESPN. But the Hornets are going to look sharp in the brand Jordan purple unis. They got to play as well as they're going to be dressed because the Warriors can score the ball. World champs, of course. And then with Steph coming back, he's always fired up.
Speaking of scoring, I have a question for you. I want to know, out of the three, you, Seth, and Steph, who is the best at these things? Who is the best shooter out of the three?
Shooter. We're just talking flat-out shooter.
Mm-hmm.
Pops, no question.
Rebounder.
Rebounder. Steph is probably a better rebounder. He's a little taller.
Three-pointer. Who's going to get a three-point shot?
You know what? Stephen is known for his three because his team, that's the way they play, and he makes a lot. But Seth is right there with him at shooting the three. Seth is actually a little better shooter when they were growing up.
Who's most likely to foul?
Stephen, no question. Stephen, he fouled out a game earlier this year, and Seth would never foul out because that means he can't shoot.
And last but not least, who is the biggest trash talker out of the three?
You know what? We all do it a little bit different. I did it under my breath. My favorite line when guys came out to challenge my shot was as they flew by, I would whisper and yell, "Thanks for coming out." That was my favorite line. Today's NBA, I don't think that the league allows you to trash talk because back in the day when I did it, guys it was just for fun. It was kind of an emotional, competitive thing. You didn't take it personal. Guys today, such a young league, you can't say anything about kind of trash talking in a fun way. They take it too personal, so they stop all that. So my boys, I think they just show the game with how they spend it emotionally. But not a lot of trash talking goes on in the league today.
What about if it was a game between the three of you?
Oh, I'm doing all the trash talking. Absolutely. I built all this.
Who would get the most upset if they lost?
They're both competitive kids, man. That was in them early, and they showed it a different way. So I think they would be equally upset. Neither likes to lose.
There it is. Dale Curry, thank you so much for calling into the Madhouse. Tell all of Madhouse Nation, all of the Carolinas, about the game going down on Wednesday and where they can get tickets.
You can get tickets at Hornets.com. You can get tickets at calling 704-HORNETS. You can go to Spectrum Center box office and get tickets. For Wednesday's game, limited tickets are left, so you better run down and get it right now. That's going to be we're expecting a sellout there, but again, you can get them at Hornets.com, the Spectrum Center box office, or calling 704-HORNETS. Come on out, support your team. We got a nice homestand coming up. The building's going to be live. You need to be there to enjoy that fun entertainment.
Before we let you go, one last question.
Okay.
Will Riley be at the game?
No, Riley won't be at the game. She was in Charlotte a lot this summer. We got to spend a lot of time with her, but she will not be in Charlotte. I think she will be back home. She's in school right now, so she can't afford to miss school.
I understand. Thank you so much, Mr. Curry, for calling in and speaking with Madhouse Nation. We definitely appreciate it.
Anytime, guys. Thank you so much for having me.